Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Challenge Battle of the Bloodlines or Half Blood Podcast for episode 9. I am Brian Cohen. Here with me, as always, is my co-host, Peace Love Music, aka Allie Leisure. Allie, how are you?
Damn it, Brian. We have to start over. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, you threw me off because no one understands what you're talking about. So, not our strongest intro, but...
I love making inside jokes between us, right? Isn't this podcast just for us?
The truth will come out soon, but what I will say is not even you could bring me down because I pranked you so hard before we started the show.
Hey, you gave me a double fake with the record button.
I pressed record and then I did a fake intro, but I didn't actually press record. I just told Brian that. Anyway...
Hearing you say hello was really weird.
If you have not already turned this podcast off, thank you. Brian, you have an exciting night ahead of you. Why don't you tell the people what you're up to tonight?
It's very debatable if it's happening, but today was the filming of the Challenge reunion, and after that is the after party. And I was thinking about going. I haven't decided if I'm definitely going. I'm sure by the end of this, you will convince me to go, but that's what's happening.
See, I set you up, Brian, and I'm sorry. This has just been the 1-2 intro of us setting each other up here. I set you up because, as usual, I want to complain about something.
Right.
Now, Brian has connections and relationships with some people on the challenge. I'm being generous by saying that, but no, I'm just kidding. Because he, as most of you know, probably had been interviewing the cast for a long time before we started the podcast. Now, where my connection lies is in Survivor. And so when I'm at Live Know-It-Alls and Brian's there, I demand that Brian come down in front and watch from the front with the survivors, to the point that he sits in front of me. My otherwise unobstructed view is now 6 feet plus of Brian Cohen in front of me. But it's fine. I want to share the experience with everyone. Brian's connections, I don't even get so much as a pity invite to this, to like an hour before, knowing I wouldn't come, to even just extend. Maybe if you want, I know, you know what, I don't really want you to, but if you were to think about it, you could come and like hold my coat. Nothing, not a bub kiss.
If I asked you to come, you would have laughed me in my face so hard. I didn't even want to see the Haas pop up on my phone.
It was hard to get through that complaint with a straight face.
I would have had to pay you to come with me.
It's my literal nightmare. No, I'm just kidding. In the right space, if it was at my place of work, if it was just in the office.
Oh, if it was happening right in front of you, you would look up.
Oh, that was fun. Okay. I still think no one knows anything that we've talked about in the last 3 minutes.
Probably not. And what's even funnier is I'm probably not even going to go to their unit, so that's all moot. Or after party, I should say.
You have to go. Consider it a work event.
It's cold.
Okay, so you know you're going to go.
We'll see.
I would like to turn our attention to a more positive note. Oh, shoot. What I wanted to say was for everyone who thinks that I'm mean to Brian, let the record show that I'm inclusive and Brian is exclusive.
I don't know if I heard anything. Nothing.
Okay. So I want to thank the people who gave us 5-star reviews. Thank you so much to Joanne Gunn, Humby1737, Sleeping Ollie, and Kia2689. You rule.
Woo!
Brian, hit him with the link.
robiswebsite.com/challengeitunes.
Yeah, so if you would like to leave us any review of the 5-star variety. No, I'm kidding. If you would like to leave us any review, hit up that link. We appreciate the feedback. But I will say, if you want to give us feedback, you know, we're receptive to it in the comments and on Twitter and stuff that doesn't directly affect our iTunes status. So, you know, give us a second chance.
Or a third time's a charm.
Yeah, so... Can I ask you a question? Because apparently no. Ninth time is not a charm for me because this is the 9th episode. And yet I was somehow struck by the opening of this episode. Is this how all of the episode like previously ons have been?
In terms of like how they break it down?
I feel like we watched like the full episode and then got a coming up on this episode. Like it just felt very, very comprehensive.
They've been doing that a lot with like breaking the previews into different segments, like, oh, this is the elimination, this is the liberation, this is the elimination. All those things just rhyme, so that was really weird. But yeah,
you know, I take notes on the show. I don't need the average listener, the average viewer takes notes on the show. No,
I don't know why you're watching the show, but I was just more struck by the fact that we started with the club scene. Like, that seemed out of place.
The whole thing, I literally wrote down everything is crazy because I felt the intro jarring. Also, I'm sorry, I just moved the cheese doodles further away from me. If anyone heard a crunch, I couldn't resist. Okay. But yes, amazing club scene to start us off.
Amazing is kind of a stretch, but sure, we can go with amazing.
Here's why I say amazing. We hit him immediately with the Mitch watch. Immediately we get Mitch grinding up on Anissa, which I made a note to go back to, and then I didn't need to because the show went back to it for me.
Yeah, the Mitch watch was in all the commercial break this week.
Love
so
it.
He's got that segment tied up.
And then we get bizarre, magical party tricks with Vinny and Johnny.
I literally have no idea what Vince was doing. He was like throwing like a tissue in someone's face. What was he doing?
Bananas was also doing this. They were both just like two goons, like snapping their wrists and throwing snacks at people's face.
Super weird. I mean, Jenna quips again how annoying Vince is. And I mean, it shows like every time I don't think he's had like a good line the entire season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to contradict you on that. I'm not in any rush to say anything positive about Vince.
And but then we had the Banana Abram talk.
Really quick before we get to that, because this is going to really take us into the show, and I'm still in
pregame mode?
Yeah, I was going to say loosey-goosey mode, but I regretted even suggesting that I was going to say that. So we got a question on Twitter from Amy at Fizzy27. Just started watching the challenge. Do they ever show anyone smoking? They comment on it, but I haven't seen it on the show. And I think what she's referencing is like when Dario and Rafi are getting into it with Nani about how much she smokes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a little bit of an exchange with Fizzy about this because I was like, maybe you're right. Like, we don't see as much as like on Big Brother. We see them like strategizing and smoking outside like 24/7. And I feel like while we'll see the occasional cigarette in someone's hand, we don't really see so much chain smoking. Is this because they're trying to appeal to the 13-year-old crowd?
I don't think so, because I mean, they show them smoke. I remember they showed them smoking on Are You the One a lot, and I think they've showed them smoking on the challenge, but maybe just the people who smoke just aren't there anymore.
I think we just see a stray cigarette now and then, because also MTV runs a lot of like above the influence, like anti-smoking campaigns, so I don't know if they're pressured to cut that out, but
I wouldn't go by what they advertise. They advertise stuff that goes very much against their programming, so
yeah. Well, it's not like, I don't know if they make money on those spots. Maybe
I don't know how advertising works. So
all right, even though you're like industry.
I'm industry in terms of what?
I don't know, you're in some sort of television situation.
MTV is actually in my building, so there's that.
That's not like what I meant, but
I know that's not what you meant, but that was my comeback.
It's like what I meant adjacent. So
it's a fun fact.
All right. Anyway, so let's get into what you brought up, which was Abe and Johnny.
Yeah. I like Bananas is talking about how they're cut from the same cloth, the same type of guy, which I mean, I don't know why you would want to say that to Abram. I don't know why you want to be the same person as him, but that's the way Bananas sees it. They're both the old school veterans.
I had so many failed tweet attempts from this. I think I ultimately went up with like, that's one effed up cloth. But there was something in like, I wouldn't want to meet that seamstress, or like, you know, something else about cloth. Like, I don't know. But this is like I would classify this. We'd see two big moments of Bananas attempted manipulation. I would say this was a failed attempt at manipulation.
Agreed. And I just don't think Abram was available for manipulation. Like, there's some people that it, like, you can try to sway, but Abram manipulates himself. I don't see how anyone can get inside that brain.
I mean, I'm not going to say that no one can manipulate Abe. I'm just saying that this was not the way to approach Abe. Like, yeah, Bananas had no chance. Like, I'm not going to say no one, but Bananas had zero chance at cracking Abe. There's too much history. And he wasn't really saying anything like he even starts this like BS toast to like the only two people here with any integrity about Abe and who else was there, Jamie.
Yeah.
So he's like playing into what Abe says about him and like kind of copping to it a little bit. But I don't know.
What'd you make of his analogy that the challenge is Monopoly?
I just wrote, it's a cloth. Now it's Monopoly. I can't. That's what I felt about it. Like, I felt this whole thing was just so fake that I was nauseated.
Yeah.
Could you break that down more?
I wish I could, because this has nothing to do with Monopoly. Like, isn't the game that people always try to refer to these types of things as is chess? That, oh, this is like chess. Like, how is this like Monopoly? Is he buying people and like building stuff on them? I don't understand. How is this anything like Monopoly?
I mean, anyone of any intelligence level can do well and play the game. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, he said something about like, except instead of playing with like a top hat and whatever, it's us. Like, I don't know. I honestly like totally checked out because I was just so turned off by this attempt. I mean, let's give him credit for trying. I mean, he's sure. Kind of in a desperate situation here, but it made me sick. I can't imagine how Abram felt. Abram, though, this whole episode, and I would even say for most of his time here, has taken everything like kind of amazingly. Like, despite what he says in confessions, what he's saying to people is like super normal. Like, he does a little cheers and he walks away. Like, anyone else with the level of hatred Abe seems to have may have gotten fired up for no reason here with just Johnny in his face.
Right. That's why I don't think the hatred is that real. I don't get where it comes from. I think some of it's there, but I think a lot of it is just like an act.
That's interesting, because we have debated, like, is Abe fake or is Abe crazy?
I mean, Abe's definitely crazy. I just don't know. Right. The crazy two bananas is that real.
I think. Who knows, right? Who knows? I see your point, because he does keep it in check.
Mm-hmm.
Chess. But just from, like, Kara's perspective, it almost seems like when they've had these, like, unfiltered moments where, like, Abe's on the bus and Kara is trying to explain, like, you've wanted bananas out from the beginning. Like, you hate bananas. You came here to get them out. Like, that to me seemed like real dialogue they had before they came out there. Like, I do feel like he genuinely dislikes bananas. I do think also, and I think we've said this before, that Abe would not actually like kill a human being, and so he just like says these terms way too liberally.
Yeah.
But I do think the hate is there, and I don't think he'd ever work with him, and I believe that he's disgusted with his quote morals in the game.
Yeah, but I mean, is Abe really the person with all, everything that he's done in actual life to question people's morals?
But, like, what's the thing he's done in actual life? Like, to throw feces around? Like, is that what we're saying?
Yeah. I mean,
okay, but
get off your high horse a little bit.
I don't think that that's even close to the same thing. Because you're not, you know, doing anything to anyone else. Like, that's, he's, like, he is crazy. But that doesn't speak to, like, his treatment of people, per se. If we go back to, like, his challenge history, you know,
I don't think he's, like, screwed an alliance member over, but... I mean, I think a person who screws someone in their alliance on a reality show is a lot better person than someone who even fake threatens to murder people all the time.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's not up for debate in terms of whether or not Abe is like a complete Looney Tune about this morals thing. That's complete bullshit. But I don't know. I think he like concocts this story. So it's like he hates bananas. Bananas is a bad person. So I'm allowed to say that I would kill him. You know, like I hate X person. So they're a bad person. And now I get to do whatever I want.
Yeah, I guess.
Who knows? Yeah. All right. So then we get a conversation between mainly Jenna and Kara.
Yeah, Jenna's going psycho.
What did she say that she wants to do to Vince?
I think Kara said to Jenna to take a crap on his bed.
No, before that, Jenna said, I want to blank Vince. And it wasn't bleeped. I went back like three times and I didn't know what she said. And then she said, I want to blank in his face for no apparent reason. And then because Kara said you should take a dump on his pillow, I thought maybe Jenna said she wanted to shit in his face. I have no idea. If anyone knows what that sentence was, please let me know.
I didn't catch it. Or I caught it, but it just didn't stick in my head.
Wouldn't this be amazing foreshadowing if the next episode we see, like, or not the next episode, the next, like, morning, Vince has some excrement on his pillow.
That would be a fun twist. Absolutely. I was thinking maybe that would like, be like a next challenge. You have to like eat excrement or something.
Ew. I know I said excrement, but hearing you say it made me upset. But that's that.
That's probably the first time I've ever said that word too. So.
I guess I could have said shit. All right.
So. Called the shit poop. We called the, oh my God, I can't believe I screwed up that quote. Oh my God. Now move
moving
on.
Swiftly on.
Move on.
So, Have I mentioned that I love the like challenge sculpture background that they have on set?
Yeah, I don't think you have, but
I write it down every week. Like, I just love those. Like, I just love that. I just feel like that didn't cost that much money and just like makes it seem so much more legit.
I liked, I was either for one of the Riot or something that they had the logo in flames the whole time.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
That was probably the best.
Still, I like this. This,
yeah, it's solid. Scenery in the challenge is good.
Literally, it's solid because it looks like it's just stone. It's probably foam core.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely not like actual, like, valuable stuff. Otherwise, they would sell it.
All right. What do you make of this challenge?
I really liked it in concept. But I think this is every year the challenge does one of these things where it looks like, oh, this is like really such a cool, like, physical type thing. And then you remember that these people aren't like that good of athletes. Like, you think, oh my God, it's a challenge. They're going to do crazy stuff. And they're like, ah, you know what? They're really not that great. And then they make things really hard. I think this is one of those they just made way too hard.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you have like another example of that? Because I feel like this wasn't harder than like the finals.
There was, I remember last year and 2 years ago, there was this one where you had to like go from, like, you're all the way on like, whatever, 500 feet in the air. And they had to like go from like swing to swing or something like that. And just everyone fell. And I think the only, like, either one person made it or they only made it because like they got the furthest along, but like no one completed it. And that was exactly like this type of thing, except not underwater.
I don't know that I would agree that they're like not athletic enough, because some of these people, like, literally their only job is to work out. Like, they're as close to professional athletes as you can be without being a professional athlete. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think this was more of like a fear issue. And sometimes, no matter how athletic you are, like, you can't hold your breath that long. And it seemed terrifying. To me personally, this challenge I would never attempt. Like, more than heights, more than anything, like, this seemed terrifying.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
How did they do this challenge? Do you know?
So someone in the comments asked that, and then someone replied that, like, if you were to, like, fill your sink with water and, like, put a cup in some way, like, the air stays trapped. Someone else in the comments, I'm sorry, I'm just, this is from memory, so I don't have your names down. So sorry. Someone else in the like questions threads wrote, like, if you're breathing in there for enough time, like, isn't that become like you lose oxygen in the little box? So it did seem like there were like a lot of bubbles coming up the side. So I don't know if this was like a pressure situation. I don't know if it was just like Bill Nye the Science Guy level, like, look at this bathtub, look at this cup. Right. You know, I don't know. Do you know? Yeah.
No, I have no idea. I couldn't figure it out. I don't know why the water didn't rise and kill them.
Whatever it is, ain't my thing. So I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I see there. I definitely know what you're saying. Like, some of the challenges, like, especially with this, I feel like the athletic ability has been in rapid decline in the last few seasons.
Yeah, this season.
At least the last two.
Yeah. I mean, you can sense the anguish or the disgust or the disappointment in TJ's voice every time he, or just in his face every time he had to blow the horn. Like, I think he's getting sick of these people.
Do you keep your fantasy draft charts like year to year?
Yeah, I think I have the last couple ones.
I would be curious to know if this is like the most DQs in a season.
I can try. Although I don't think we've kept track of DQs. I think this might be the first time.
Oh, gotcha. Because I don't like even, all right, like, forget the technical DQ. Like, I don't think we've made it like through many challenges this season without at least one person like falling off.
Right. Now, I don't DQing. Know. Maybe like people are secretly throwing it and just not saying it, or because, like, again, this is like another guys' day challenge. So someone like Anissa and Rihanna, like, what the hell do they care? Like, they're not going to put their full effort in. So that, I mean, it could be that. I don't know. I think it may be more half and half.
And we'll get to more of that speculation down the road here. But Rob says this a lot on his podcast. For anyone who listens to Rob's sister Nina's podcast, it's like, I have to believe we would see it. Like, if there's like Vince throwing the challenge or Nisa, like, I want to say we would get that confessional if it's there of like, here's the strategy behind it. Like, I just think we would get like, I'm throwing this, I don't care, and like see her drop off.
But even if it's just subconsciously, like, if you're Anissa and you're halfway down in the water and you're like, oh my God, I'm about to like submerge myself in this like crazy little air pocket that I don't know, this is not good for me or whatever. And you think to yourself, like, what the hell doesn't matter? I can't go home this week. So, like, fuck it. I'm going back up. Even if that's all just subconsciously, that you're not like, oh my God, I have to win. I have to win to keep myself alive. Like, I think that has to play a factor.
Oh, 100%. Same thing we were talking about with the Heights thing where she just bailed. It's like, there's absolutely nothing on the line. So why am I going to do this death-defying stunt if I can just, like, go safely to the ground and stay till next week and nobody's going to care?
Mm-hmm.
But that, such is the Bloodlines format.
Right, yeah.
All right, so Kara almost immediately is freaking out. Like, when they first explain the challenge, she lets out, like, one of your Banjo-Kazooie yelps. And, but in the negative sense, like,
she's been very vocal at, like, the pre-challenge stuff. Like, whenever they've been cutting to her, like, not even cutting to her, just her voice has been, like, echoing out when they show up to a challenge. It's like, oh, what are we doing this week?
If it's not Sarah being like, yes, 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 then I don't notice because she desensitized me to, like, anyone else talking.
But don't do that because people get very upset if you do that for some reason.
Ugh, I hated that, but you could go back to our last podcast. All right, so one thing I want to say here is Corey has been such a letdown for me from the, like, maybe just the first two episodes of the show. Like, I remember listening, the preview, I was down on Corey.
Mm-hmm.
The first episode, I was like, Corey was awesome. And now I'm back to my preview mode. I feel like Corey has totally lost all of his likability. He's not even giving good comments. He's just like, I'm not a fish, but I'm going to try not to drown.
Right. Yeah, ever since whatever episode it was that the him and Anissa thing ended, like, the, from then on, like, he hasn't had a story. Like all of a sudden, like, he's no longer with the rookies. Like, he's with Bananas now. Like, that, I don't, like, there was no connecting the dots there. All of a sudden, he was just with Bananas. There's been nothing to do with him at all.
Yeah, we'll get into more of, like, where everyone lies, but I don't know if it's more as, like, instead of with Bananas, it's more just, like, not you. Like, I feel like this is what we're making of, like, no real alliances remaining.
Mm.
And everyone just trying to beeline to the final. But Corey, at least in the first episode, had some really funny confessionals. And, like, here he's just, like, drawing dead.
Yeah. Could be getting the tired effect. Maybe just losing energy as it goes along. I don't know.
I feel that. But he almost does worse than Brianna in this challenge. Arguably, I'd have to go back to the tape, but I feel like he does at least as bad, if not worse, than Brianna.
Right. And I mean, Brianna, like, she doesn't do that bad. Like, again, like, some things she doesn't complete, but even when she doesn't complete it, she doesn't do horrible at it.
I mean, everyone who didn't make it to the box or who bailed after the box, to me, like, did not complete the challenge. You know, like, I'm not going to be like, oh, they did a good job.
But it wasn't like, oh my God, Brianna went down like 2 feet and then gave up. Like, I mean, she's trying, giving her effort.
One question I have is, so basically everyone on the blue team, I'm sorry, the red team bails except for Bananas and Abe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at this point, was it in the rules that you had to not leave the one box until the second person arrived?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that was the rule.
I thought TJ said, like, there's only room for two people. I didn't know it was, like, it had to be a relay race. Okay, never mind. Because I was like, at this point, you know Abe's not going to need your help. Like, just take off and try to do it as fast as you can.
Yeah, you had to, like, when one person goes, then, like, you move on. And then when another person goes, you keep moving on. Yeah, that was the way it worked.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, I saw it. I just wasn't sure if that was an obligation. That was bullshit. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, like, for Bananas, like, again, how much air could there possibly have been left by the time Abram got there?
Yeah, I mean, it had to have been safe. And this, we even got clips of, like, either cameramen or safety crew. Like, we definitely saw a lot of extraneous personnel swimming in scuba suits.
Right. I mean, when Jenna was going to bail, like, there was clearly a guy just, like, hanging out right there, ready to jump in and save her if necessary.
Right. I mean, I totally get the, like,
as there better be, like, for this type of challenge.
I totally get the absolute fear, but, like, every time I watch a challenge like this where I'm just like, I would not be able to do this, it's like, you know, MTV is not going to let you die. But then the other part of me is like, people have died on reality shows.
Yeah, I mean, you could say, like, oh, they're not going to let me die, but then it's like, you're the one in the air pocket with the air going away, and it's like, oh, they're not going to let me die, but when are they not going to let me die? When are they not going to let me die? Oh my God, I'm going to die. And then you just get the hell out.
Yeah, no, totally. Okay, so we have a couple questions. Michael Breches wants to know, should Abram have thrown this challenge so he could face John in the pit?
No, because, I mean, I think Bananas kind of said it. Like, he can't throw it because then it goes against his whole upstanding moral code of being here to compete and not throwing challenges and all that stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't mean throw it the way that, like, Bananas or Anthony did. This was, like, a very throwable challenge.
Sure, but again, like, I mean, he could have thrown it and not told anyone to throw it and just didn't complete it. But, I mean, if Abram believes what he said and it's all about the moral high ground and you have to just give your 100% to everything you do, he's going to give his 100% to what he does. And he just, if he completes it, he completes it. And if he doesn't, he just doesn't. It's not because he's willingly failing.
Which is totally, I mean, Abe and Kara's situation. Like, they're both just, I mean, Abe and Mike always say, like, they're in it for the adventure. They're here for the experience. They want to compete. So, yeah, there was no way Abe was going to show that, but was going to throw that. But, like, maybe he should have.
Right. I mean, but then again, his partner's throwing himself into elimination, so they're obviously not doing things the way that should be done.
Fair enough. So, follow-up question from Michael Bretches. While we're on the subject, did anyone notice how John said Rihanna looked like a sea creature? That was beyond rude, and it seemed particularly inappropriate because they're in the same alliance.
It was pretty brutal. Yeah, that was a brutal comment. Poor Rihanna.
So John, which I love that Michael Bretches is saying John in all of his comments. Bananas has made many of these like low blows in all of his like confessionals. Like, it's pretty common this season that they go to Bananas. He has a zing about a girl and then that's it. As someone who has a podcast that's meant to be semi-entertaining and at times humorous, like, I know it's difficult to be funny without being mean. That's why I try not to comment on people's physical appearance, or women's physical appearance, I guess. Sometimes Vince, I'm going to say some shit about him. But, like, I know it's hard, but, like, Banana's lifeblood is low-hanging fruit. Like, that's all I'm going to say. Like, all of his humor, all of his bits, all of his one-liners are all, like, the lowest hanging fruit. Like, it's easy to call a girl ugly. Like, get better than that. Like, and I think I've said that about something else he said. And I'm just, like, sick of them cutting to him for these, like, little quips, which I stole from you. You said earlier, I thought that was great. Little quips. And it's like, get, you know, be better than that. Like, it's hard. But if you're funny, be funny. Funnier than, look at that ugly girl.
Yeah, the thing with, not to defend him, but he's the type of guy that they're always going to turn to for a quote. So he has to do quantity, not quality. So he's going to throw out so many of them, and MTV is going to stick them all out. So
you're acting like he is like getting interviewed by a magazine, and they're like, Johnny, what do you have to say about this? Like, he has, like, I'm sure there's hours of confessional footage, and it's not like they're going to him like live in the moment, and he's like on live news. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if he was on live news, he probably wouldn't be able to come up with that. So
no, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I just think, like, it's not like they're always going to come to him. Like, they do confessionals with everyone, and like, they MTV chooses to air these lines. Like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But if you're a truly funny person, like, you don't need this kind of low hanging fruit.
Oh, that's totally fair. Be better. That's fair. That's a good motto to do everything in life.
Speaking of be better, is Kara saying that Abe should have killed Bananas?
That's exactly what she's saying.
And everyone thought Kara was the scared one of Abe.
Yeah. Maybe Kara's like the true puppet master in all this. She's leading Abe to do all her bidding.
Kara's straight up the Don. Like, yeah. He's just a lackey. No, I'm sure.
If there is a body found in the Abram and Kara property, like, Abram probably did it, but Kara definitely instructed him how.
Yeah, she's going away. She's for sure going away.
Yeah.
All right, so, and we got a question that I didn't pull, but I just want to ask about Anissa's performance when the blue team goes here. She gets so close and then bails out. What was going on here?
She was so close. I don't know why she just, I guess she got scared. Freaked out. I don't know why she quit. But I like that she had a quote about saying, like, oh, I'm a great swimmer. And then, boom, not a great swimmer.
I'm a brown fish.
Right. Apparently not.
Well, she did better than most people. But as I just said.
As you said, if you don't make the first one, you don't make it.
Yep. No, but not even the first one. Like, if you're Jenna and you bail, like, to me, that's not, like, some great thing. I think the biggest thing in this challenge was not athleticism. It was conquering fear. Anissa, I don't know. I feel like she probably got to that point where you, like, feel like you can't breathe, so she bailed. Like, the deeper you go, the worse it is.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that has to be it. That has to be.
In fairness, I did write in my notes, Jenna makes it. Take that, haters.
She did. I mean, Jenna's been great this year all around. She's
well,
delivered.
That's different. I still think look, it's like with Redemption Island or Re-exes, what did they call it? Battle the Exiled.
Something like that, yeah.
it's like you have to play within the rules of the game. So if the game is you can come back, then it's fair that you come back. If the contestant pool is shitty and you're the best of the worst, you know, in the kingdom of the blind, the one with one eye is king, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of how I feel about Jenna. And I know it's kind of what we say about Nani. Like, compared to the people she's been with, she's good. But you put her with the top cream of the crop women on the challenge, I don't think she has anything.
Totally agree. That she's big, was big fish, small pond. That's the expression. Yeah, that's what, I mean, that's what Jenna is. But the thing with Jenna is we didn't even think, we thought she was small fish, small pond. So now at least she's big fish, small pond. So she's got that going for her.
And I think last week we gave her credit and, you know, whatever, same thing. I don't get getting, I've never been in the experience, but I feel like the worst part is getting to that first box. So it's crazy to me that she got there, like felt she could breathe and then bounced out.
I imagine though, being there, I'm sure it might take a while, whoever the next one goes. I don't remember how long she was there for, but she must have just been in her head and just freaking out the whole time. So
no, Mitch made it to her, but did not have the soothing powers that he had with Kellyanne. He should have called her a fan favorite.
Is it possible she was just freaked out seeing Mitch's face and just like that's caused her to go crazy?
Now that's highly possible. Alex Pandemaran says, with Jenna being the only girl to even get to the box and showing her competitive side, is this season cementing her as a challenge regular?
Oh, I think for sure. I think she could have failed this one. I think she would have been a regular. I think just based on her funny lines throughout the season, she's won three eliminations. I think that for sure gets her. I mean, I don't know if she's on next season. I don't know if she really has a rival, so I don't know if she would be back. But she's definitely going to be called back for at least the following season.
Yeah, no complaints. Now I have in my notes, but guys, remember that Mitch made it. Oh, I make myself laugh. Okay.
How about when he popped up after he couldn't make? I think he couldn't make it with the second one. He goes, guys, it was so scary down there.
Incredible. Hashtag Mitch Watch. First of all, everyone who tweeted me about all of the Mitch Watches here, like, you guys are my best friends and I love you. Like, that was incredible.
I love that this is a thing now.
My Twitter blew up when they showed that dancing clip to the point where I didn't know that I was behind. And so I got like all these tweets about it and was like, what are you guys talking about? And then I hit fast forward and was like, oh my God.
The hope now is that they have a specific segment on the reunion dedicated to just Mitch. Like that would now be the goal.
Oh God. I wrote something mean about a man's physical appearance and I just spoke out about low hanging fruit, blah, blah, blah. But he made some comment about how it doesn't seem natural. And I just wrote, you know what doesn't feel natural? The brown hair coming out of the center of your chin. When did Mitch get like a rugged, like patchy goatee that's a different color than his hair?
Oh, it's his challenge beard.
So people like claim that this is a thing. Is your beard a different color than your hair?
No, it's the same color.
All right, well, see, Mitch is an anomaly. Hashtag Mitch Watch.
In many ways.
All right, so Vince, we get a little quote of Vince being like, I don't know how I'm going to explain this to the guys back home about how much I suck. We got a couple questions about how much Vince sucks.
Lay it on me, because he sucks. So
buckle up, Buttercup.
I didn't even bother coming up with a joke last night. I just said Mitch sucks. I bet Vince sucks. That
how dare you say Mitch sucks? Take that back.
Freudian slip.
Nick Sabetta wants to know, in a hypothetical Vince versus Ty versus Tyree challenge of disappointing big guys, who wins? It's definitely not the viewers.
That's a great question. Throw Dunbar in that one and then we can really get a real soiree going.
The thing about Tyree, and I like, first of all I can think of is Tyree and Jasmine.
Right.
And then I thought of Tyree as just like, not that, yes, he's a big dude, but he's almost like too big that I like don't see him as an athlete. Almost take Tyree out of that as just like, not quite a big easy, but like, he seems more like a liability than an asset given his tremendous size.
Totally agree. Yeah, he was a mess. He was good. I don't think he ever like won anything like in any event. He was just awful. It's literally like, at least Vince had like he got to the first box.
No,
like for Tyree.
No, I'm sorry. No, at least Vince anything. I'm sorry. You're not going to start defending Vince with anyone. I'm sorry. No. Rejected.
Okay. I'll stick to the Tyree bashing. He was awful. I'm glad he's not coming back.
Never say never. What's that Justin Bieber song? Oh, never say never. Okay.
There you go.
Mark Solera. A drunk Allie plus Brian versus Vince in 5 challenges. Who wins? Why do I think it's you two?
Because it is us. But wait, am I not drunk or just you drunk?
Yeah, so this leads to a couple of questions. One, are we both drunk? Two, if I'm just drunk, why is that my thing? And three, are there challenges about talking shit? If so, we win. If the challenge is shit-talking people when you're not in their position and you are sitting on your couch watching them do athletic competitions, right. We have this, drunk or sober.
I mean, I guess, I think the lasting memory of you now is just you coming back from a holiday party. I think that's like your lasting memory.
Which is so incredible, because like, I don't have to justify myself to you, guys.
You don't know my life.
No, not you, the viewers. It's like, I could have gotten drunk at that party. It was open bar, it was great. No one knows me there. It's like 1 in 10,000 people. And I left. I left to do the podcast, so I could not have been less drunk. Kills me. I should have gotten drunk.
Yeah, if you're going to be thought of as the drunk one, you may as well have been drunk for that one time that you were thought of as the drunk one.
I don't need alcohol, guys, to have a good time. To have a good time. Okay.
Stay in school, kids.
I want to do karaoke. I keep wanting to sing. All right. One thing that I noticed... is Jamie's eyes are so close together. He just looks like a little bear. I just want to be like, oh, you little cub. He's just like a little bear. And I noticed it right at this moment. So I'm sorry that it seems out of the blue, but my notes are my notes and I have to honor them.
That's totally fair. I can't get past him wearing the glasses. It's like the least intimidating look of all time. Not that glasses are like a bad look, but on him, he looks so unintimidating wearing glasses.
Tell me more about how glasses are a good look.
I think they're a decent look. I wear glasses every once in a while, so they're a decent look.
What's your prescription?
I should probably wear them more.
All right, so getting back on track here from my little bear cub, little Bernstein bear. It all came down to time again. How bizarre for you?
It's just frustrating because it's like, who the hell knows? I mean, it seemed like by the edit, it seemed like Red did a lot better, but again, it's like, did they do better because their other people bailed quicker? So that's why they finished faster? Like, the whole thing's a mess.
Yeah, so that's exactly what happened, in my opinion. Like, the Red team, like, barely took any time on their bailers, and then Abe and Bananas could finish uninterrupted. So my question is, we have a couple questions, one from me and one from my girl Molly Block, about ways to improve this challenge. From me, Allie Lasher asks, should it have come down to who made it the furthest? So, like, should they have taken into account, like, how many people finished at what distance?
That could have been it. Sure. Or, this is always just my thing. Why can't I just have them going at the same time? Just buy a freaking second
boat.
That
shit's expensive.
Okay, you don't even have a second boat. Just have just 6 more of the boxes. How expensive are those boxes? You can't just have everyone jumping from the same boat?
How much could a yacht even be in Turkey? No, I'm kidding. I don't know. All right. So Molly Block says, I was really upset with the rules of the challenge that if you came up for breath, you were automatically eliminated. Luckily, we at least got to see a handful of guys complete the course. But I thought the setup of it was really cool and would have liked to see some other players at least given a shot to be involved. So should it have been more of like, you can dive down as many times as you want, and you only DQ if you say, forget it, I can't do it.
Probably, but I feel like if you go back up, you're going to have just, it's almost impossible to go back down. Because you need the momentum of jumping off the boat to at least get you going, I feel like.
But they weren't. They were going off the little buoy. They had like their hand on the platform, and then they were going down.
I guess that's true. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they could have given the option. Maybe like they were, and they just all gave up, and they decided to edit that out.
No chance.
No chance.
Because can you imagine how funny would it have been to see like anyone like Vince and these anyone like trying to go back down again? Like, I don't know. I think I agree. It would have taken up too much time in that respect, but I think there could have been something else done to make it just like, it was almost, it could have been strategic for the blue team to just say, all right, everyone DQ and the two strongest guys will just finish this up.
Right. They could have done that. They could have. Now, here's another question I have. Maybe I missed this in the beginning. Why did Red go first?
I actually wondered that, too.
I kind of just thought about it now. Because, like, if you're Red, like, why would you go first in this?
Yeah. I don't know if, like, production just wanted to give them the best chance or if they felt like you can't really see anything anyway.
But it would have been, like, if they went second and they knew Blue only had to make it, they could have done what you said, just have everyone else fail quickly and just have two people go super quick and then win.
Yeah, that was definitely bizarre. I noticed that too, and I was like, why are they going? Let's not think about it.
Yeah, I kind of just looked at my notes and realized Red went first. I'm like, wait, why? They've won everything.
All right, so TJ announces, I just was reading things we already said, that the bloodlines are going to be back together. This was the last challenge, and now it's time for a family reunion.
Woohoo!
We are family. All right. Derek Boucher wants to know, are you surprised TJ announced they were going back to bloodlines instead of surprising them?
It was interesting timing that they did it. I'm not sure why he didn't do it after the elimination, because it really felt off. Maybe he just took it on his own to do it.
I almost think, based on the fact that, and we'll get to it, when Jenna casts her vote, or I'm sorry, when Brianna casts her vote, TJ's like, you guys know you're going back to bloodlines, right? Like, maybe they wanted it to influence, or there to be speculation to influence the last elimination before it happens. I'm not sure.
It's possible. Yeah,
it did not work.
Yeah, it didn't. I'm not even sure what it would influence also, but I don't get that either.
Kristen Kinnar wants to know, how do you think pairing the bloodlines back up will work? Will they revert to the weeks 1 and 2 format with one more female and male elimination?
Yeah, I would think that's the way it's going to go, right? So this was male, so next week will be female, and then the final one will be male, and then we'll go to the final.
A lot of listeners brought up, and let's jump ahead for a second, if Jamie and Kara were to have been eliminated this week, the female elimination would have been automatically between Jenna, Brianna, Nisa, and Rihanna.
Well, we can have that also. Like, next week, if Kara goes in and loses, then the final one's automatically Bananas and Vince versus Mitch and Corey.
So how many are you proposing go to the final? 3?
I would say 3, yeah.
And you're going to say it's girl, guy, girl, even though there are more guys?
I think it's just going to be whoever teams are left go to the final.
No, I'm saying the next eliminations.
Oh, it'll be girl, guy, and then final. Because there's 5 teams left.
Girl, guy, so you're saying if Kara goes in and loses,
then there'll be 4 teams left.
And then there's no more girl elimination.
Right, but the next one will be a guy elimination, and it'll be automatically be Bananas and
I'm looking, gotcha, thank you. I'm looking at a picture with Abe still in it. Yeah. That's why my numbers are off. It's bizarre, but it's very unclear how the rest of the format's going to go, because there's also, we have a question about what the final's going to look like with the co-ed pairs, and we'll get to that later. I can only assume it'll go back to it. And I mean, there always has to kind of be a default situation. But what if, like, Kara and Jamie win?
It would be epic if they just split them up and just everyone ran the final on their own. And they had, like, a guy winner and a girl winner. Like, that would be epic.
I mean, I don't know that I would like that more than a paired elimination, but
I mean, it would make no sense, but that's what, that would almost fit with the way this challenge has gone.
Sure. I'm on board. All right. This is actually, I'm going to put my like serious pants on here.
Whoa. Were you not wearing pants?
No, I had just like my fun pants on.
Okay.
The blue deliberation.
Mm-hmm.
We get Jenna immediately takes the first strike, says Vince, I'm voting in Vince, I think is setting the tone for the vote. I'm like, yes, girl. Yes. Yeah. Amazing. What the hell happened?
I don't understand it. I don't get why. Why would Mike throw himself in voluntarily again? It's not even like the vote was probably going his way, or it was like a toss up. No one really knew. It was like, oh, I'll just take the bolt. It's like, if you say Jamie or if you say Vince, it's a tie at worst. Does he not understand that?
And the thing is, all right, so Mike offers the option for Vince to go in. Like, oh, you don't want to go in? Vince gets extremely defensive. I'm not even going to quote him because he's...
I was waiting for him to go by performance for this week, but I guess that doesn't apply.
Yeah, so Molly, at MollyFree14 on Twitter, tweeted, Vince, I'm going to vote in Jenna on performance. I don't deserve to go in, though. I thought that was amazing. Nick Sabetta wants to know, Mike volunteered to go in to prove himself when he first got there. He eventually went in and won. Why should they expect him to keep volunteering to go in?
I don't know. Was that? I mean, when he first volunteered, I thought he just volunteered for that one time. He must have been saying in the house that he wants to go in every single time. That must have just not been shown.
Yeah, no, that's clear. I think it's that Abe and Mike like talked a big game about how they were going to go in every single elimination. And Vince was just like, oh, but like you said you would go in. Like, oh, you said.
Okay, I'm going to here come defending Vince camp. If you're Vince, why do you not say that? Like, isn't that the move?
I'm sorry. Yeah. No. I don't mean that Vince shouldn't have said what he said. I just want to mock him relentlessly.
Okay, that's totally fair. I just want to make sure we're clear on
that. No, there in no way should Vince have said, I'm going to go in. I never think that that's the right move. With the exception of, like, if he had said, like, look, I've really screwed up. Like, let me go in. Fine. I wouldn't, like, bash him the way I'm about to bash Mike. I think Mike is more of an idiot. It's almost like if you lean into the skid, like if it's like you see the votes coming your way, your team wants you out. I don't think you should ever, ever vote yourself into any sort of elimination on any reality show. Never put yourself on the block. Never do any of that. But I would get less mad at someone like Vince saying, all right, like he already sees the writing on the wall and he could say like, it's almost like what Kellyanne did. Like, I know I'm going to get it voted in, so I'll nominate myself. I think it's dumb, but it's not as dumb as, Mike, no one's voting you in, so just get on the bandwagon with Vince.
I still disagree, because when you make people vote, you can still cause something else to happen, that when you come back, you can change things for the next time. Like, if someone throws a vote not towards you, but to someone else, and now all of a sudden they're fighting, and now the next time you might have to go in, you don't have to deal with being the one being thrown in.
What?
Like, unless the only time I would say you ever, 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 ever want to put yourself in elimination is like the last one before the final. And you're like, oh, I cannot beat this person in a final, but I could beat them in a one-on-one elimination. So I'm going to try to take my chance now.
No, forget it. Because I would rather get third place money than fourth place money. So
I play to win. You're not first, you're last.
Bullshit. They give you a lot of cash. Like, that's absolute bullshit. But no, I'm not saying there's ever a time. Let me start again. You should never throw yourself in, but I'm going to get less angry at you for doing so in the situation I described with Vince or Kellyanne than the situation with Mike. I'm not saying it would have been a great move for Vince to throw himself in or he should have. But if you are going to, and I'm going to evaluate it, I'm going to get less. That was so, so stupid. If you're Mike, who could have easily turned the tide on Vince and even if Abe then volunteers you, like, we'll get into it. We have questions about it. But, like, the bottom line is Abe, it should have been, Mike should have said, even if he wanted to combat Vince and say, I have integrity, I am going to volunteer, but Abe's going to volunteer, and I'm going to vote your ass in right now. Because the red team doesn't have the votes, and we have the votes on the blue team. Like, even if that's the case.
Yeah, but I guess he just votes himself in. And I mean, it's amazing the blue team, like, they lose all these challenges. But, like, they haven't even had, like, a vote, I feel like, in a while. I mean, I thought they're the team of volunteering, so.
Fair. But I'm just saying, like, it's interesting that Jenna here is leading the charge against Vince, and then Brianna ends up casting a deciding vote.
Because you can't let Bananas get to her. Bananas got to them, and it changed it. If they just voted, like, right after the challenge, I think it would have been different. Bananas snaked his way in, planted the seed,
but
and
we
away
have,
he went.
In fairness, we have no clarity on the timeline. We can only infer that the losing team deliberates first, the winning team gets word on who it's going to be, and then they deliberate. We have no evidence to support that besides the editing, because we have seen them both deliberating at the same time in the same shot, like the same
frame.
No,
but I'm saying that we know that Vince volunteered himself, Jenna wanted to say Vince, and then in the middle, and then before the vote, Bernadette talked to them and things changed.
Right, but who is to say that if Mike, Jamie, Jenna, you know, if the blue team's votes were going to Vince and Mike did not volunteer, if Brianna, like Jenna, I still think no matter what Banana said, would have cast her vote for Vince. Like, I just think if the blue team's deliberation happened differently than the way it did, I would say there's an argument to be made that Banana's talking to them would not have changed that trajectory.
So what do you make of Banana's pitch to them?
Well, we have way more questions before we get to Banana's
really?
Pitch. Okay. Oh, well, I guess Rick James said the same thing I just said, which is like, should Abram not have seen this coming? If Mike wants to go in, fine, but get Mike to vote Vince in, then have Red vote Mike in. Okay, so we talked about that. Okay, you're right. So we're back. It just seemed like,
look at that. I guess we don't have way more questions.
Well, no, we did have questions, but we covered them. So we do have way more questions. No. I thought what we saw of Banana's pitch, and who knows if there was a lot of stuff left on the cutting room floor, was absolutely insulting and horrible. To say you've magically found yourself in the most important role, like in the most important team, and you went from a penny stock to Microsoft, it's like completely insulting to the two of them.
I totally disagree. Totally disagree. This is exactly what you have to know the person you're talking to get them to do what you want. And he knows that if you butter them up, make them feel smart.
How is
and
that
special,
buttering them up? It's saying they to say that they magically found themselves there means they had absolutely nothing to do with it.
You say that you're now going from Microsoft, that their bells are going off. Oh, look at us. We're like so great right now.
You were nothing and you magically accidentally found yourself to be something. And so now I care about you. Like, to me, it worked. It worked. For whatever reason, Jenna and Brianna went with him. So whatever it does to take to work, I'm assuming that a lot more was left unsaid, like left unshown. But the two main things that he said were absolutely insulting to anyone who understands what he means.
But that's the thing. They don't understand.
Okay, but then it's no credit to him in a way. I'm not saying there's no credit to him, but then he could have said anything. He could have just said, I have your back, and walked out, and they would have said, okay, like, Banana says your back. Like, sure. Like, the only good point that he may have made here is to say that Kara is their competition and stress the female competitor side and assume that they're not seeing enough in the future, that it's not one male and one female winner, unless what you're suggesting happens. But that, to me, was a logical argument. To say, okay, you should be afraid of Kara. Kara's going to beat you in anything, so take your shot at Kara. That's a good point. But to say that you guys are shit, and you're lucky that you're where you are, so now I'm appealing to you, is insulting.
To me, though, the pitch, like, not even thinking about if it's insulting, the pitch itself is not, like, for Jenna, is not even smart for them. Because, yes, Kara's the opponent, like, the competition, but at this point, so is now Bananas. Bananas and Vince are also a competition, assuming the final goes the way you think. And don't you want to get them out also? I feel like that also is the play, that you can manipulate it so, like, hopefully you don't go in against Kara when it's a female elimination, but you have to get Bananas out also.
Well, that's why, and I'm not even sure that I'm convinced that it's going to be mixed gendered competition. Like, I know they've like done, you know, whatever. I just don't think that. I think it would be very easy for someone like Bananas to convince people like Brianna and Jenna that Kara is their main focus, that it's always been female eliminations and male eliminations. Why would the final be like this? Yes, we're getting back with our bloodlines next week, but maybe there's going to be something that happens. Like, that's why I want to believe that there was a lot explained that we didn't see, beyond these like insulting, demeaning shit things that Bananas believes.
I'm sure he wasn't even pitching it that Kara's the competition for the final. He's pitching it that the next elimination you don't want to go up against her. But they got to realize that there's still Anissa and Rihanna in the game, so you can go up against them.
See, I imagined that Bananas, when I interpreted what Bananas was saying about Kara, was not just an elimination thing, was a final thing. But that was just maybe me. Mm-hmm. All right. So then what I loved here in the actual voting is TJ just shows up and is like, blue team, like, at least you have two like strong players.
Yeah. Oh, like, that was like, he's so pissed at these people for like not performing. He's like, because you know, he shows up to that first challenge. I saw he's like, you know, he's wearing like button down and all this stuff. His hair looking nice all season. He shows up here. He's got the backwards hat on. He's like, guys, this is a great challenge. This is awesome. And then they all just suck. And he's like, you know what? You guys are pathetic. Like, at least you got two good people on your team.
Unlike you, I don't read into TJ's wardrobe and think that, like, because he has a backwards hat, he's expecting more out of them.
I absolutely do.
That's just not true. But I agree that he is at the end of his rope here with these people.
Or the end of his pole.
Sure.
I was trying to do a little joke about the elimination.
So Mike says some stupid shit about giving them the opportunity to vote. He, like, it's so interesting because he's so self-important and proud when he says this. Like, I gave Vince and Mitch the opportunity to vote themselves in because they suck, but they're both afraid of water and the pit, so I vote myself in. Like, none of what you're saying makes you important or impressive. Like, it just makes you stupid.
Yeah, it makes you an idiot. You're an idiot. That's all it is.
And then I'm really, the most annoying thing about that speech is that he gives Vince a reason to speak. So Vince's like, I have nothing to prove. Ooh, like, that's neat of it. Like, I know I'm doing the same impression for everyone, but I hear when Vince opens his mouth, I hear, ooh, 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 ooh.
I'm spot on, so don't change it.
Yeah, I'm just upset. Like, just help.
All right. Not going to get it from Vince.
The more important deliberation here comes down to the red team.
Yeah, like, it's a clean sweep. Nothing really happened other than Abram's little pep talk.
When Brianna voted Jamie, my reaction was, this is fucking bullshit. Dear God, how is this safety? He's definitely going to screw you over. Even TJ thinks you're dumb.
Yeah.
TJ was like, would you like to reconsider?
TJ never, like, it really doesn't really ever impart his opinion on the vote, and he stuck it in here.
Yeah, Abe's speech was garbage. Like, you can't buy back your self-respect. Like, give me enough money and I'll work on it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure for what is it, like, what did I get? $225,000? I mean, I'm pretty sure that'll cover it.
Rick W. Janes wants to know, did Abrams' explanation make his vote against an ally acceptable? He basically did the same thing Bananas did. He voted against an ally once he knew his vote would have no impact.
Yeah, but also, it's also the timing of his vote, right? Because I feel like all the times Bananas did his votes, it wasn't at the end of the vote when it was already over. Or am I not remembering that correctly?
Regardless, I think it's more of, like, who the person on the other end is. Like, when Nani and Camilla are on the other end, Kellyanne, like, shit's gonna get crazy. When it's Jamie on the other end, like, he's gonna think more rationally about it. And that's just the truth.
Probably.
And it's also, like, I mean, if you're gonna tell me who effed up the most, it's gotta be Mike and Abe together. Like, they screwed themselves, and they screwed Cara and Jamie by association here.
Yeah, I mean, they could have easily just been going into this one, but Vince should be going in with them.
100%.
Like, I don't understand. Like, okay, you want to knock out Vince and Bananas? Fine, go for it. The fact that Jamie's in, like, Jamie should be furious at Mitt, like, for voting himself in, because that screwed up everything.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. Like, Mike and Abe, forget, like, I know Brianna and Jenna are the headline here, but Mike and Abe were the idiots.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
All right. So Pira Virolainen says, can you guys try to explain how the red vote flipped off of Vince? Why were Bananas and Brianna and Jenna swing votes? I understand that Rihanna might have been on Banana's side, but that still only makes a 3-3. Was Corey afraid of a tie? I'm confused.
I mean, you don't really know what the tie rule is. I don't really know why he'd be afraid of a tie. I just think he's just kind of fallen in line. That's all it is.
I think it's a very anyone but me, Sandra Diaz twined approach. Yeah. I think he already felt what losing would feel like. Because I think Corey, from watching Mitch in the elimination, saw them lose. And then luckily they won. You know, like, he felt the sting of defeat. And then by some miracle, he's still here. And I don't think he ever wants to feel that again. So if it's anyone but him, great. Go ahead, do it. As long as it's not me or Mitch.
Yeah, I mean, especially at this point, like, after this, he knows he can only be eliminated one more time. So kind of just have to just suck it up.
So Joji1011 on Twitter, Kristen Kanar, and myself got into a conversation on Twitter last night that I thought was interesting. So my first reaction was, this was stupid for Jen and Brianna. And Joe G said, getting the strongest female out of the game seems like a solid reason. He also said, even though Kara, I'm just summarizing, but our conversation, but I said something to the effect of like, the strongest female who has your back, and you're returning to your bloodlines. And he said that that doesn't guarantee they wouldn't have to compete against each other. I said, neither team will care about getting Brianna and Jenna out anyway. So based on self-respect, ego, pride, it was a shit move. He said, if she's trying to win, I think it was her best option. So on and so forth. So, oh, and then he also said, you're only as strong as your weakest link. And if Bananas is tied to Vince in the final, he could absolutely lose. So I guess the question is, and I'm going to let Pia Virolainen ask it, did Jenna make the right move? Is it better to be in a loose alliance with the known snake and mostly weaker competitors than fifth or sixth wheel to a two strong connected pairs?
No, I don't think she made the right move. I think she should have. They should have tried to get out Bananas and Vince. I don't know how you even qualify as a loose alliance. It's not an alliance. I mean, Bananas would cut them so quickly they would make their heads
spin. Well, that's a loose alliance.
But it's not even an alliance. It's just like, oh, you're going, we can go Survivor. It's a voting block then. Like, it's not a loose alliance.
The voting blocks was such bullshit. I just think it's like him saying, I just don't think that there's gonna be a reason in the next few weeks for Bananas to cut them. The only thing is they still have some tie to Anissa. So that's gonna be complicated unless, which is likely if Bananas is thinking ahead, Anissa and Rihanna and Jen and Brianna are more likely to lose and have to go in, and then he can easily vote Kara in and have never appeared to have taken a side.
It's possible. Yeah, I mean, that's easily a scenario that can happen for sure.
So I just think from what I said to Joji on Twitter, it's like neither Kara nor Bananas are going to think of Jenna as a threat in the final, regardless of how her performance has been, regardless of whatever. They're not going to view her and her sister and her cousin as threats. So just at least stick to where somebody has your back. Like, that's why I just don't understand why you go with Bananas there, given that he is such a piece of shit. And if Nani is one of her best friends, which all we hear about on Twitter is how Jenna and Nani are best friends, you see how he slits her throat. Why do you put your neck out to be next?
It doesn't make any sense. And it's not even like who she would be siding with, someone that either she hates or she has no relationship with. Like, it seems like her and Kara are at the very least friendly. So it just made no sense that if her and Bananas is a loose alliance, then I have to think her and Kara would be a step above that. Not that it would really matter for the next girl vote because there's so few options, but like, I feel like I'd rather have her in my corner.
The only thing I can propose is either one, they don't think they assume that it's going to be girls exactly as it was and they don't want to go against Kara. Okay. Two, and they're not thinking that they're going to go against Bananas in the final, like whatever. Or they are, and they think Vince is weak. So who knows? Or they're viewing it as, if they don't vote in Kara and they vote in Vince and Vince and Bananas leave, then it's still Kara, Jamie, Abe, and Mike, who are always going to be a tighter four than you. This is what Pia brings up about being fifth and sixth. Like, it's almost like the Leroy West thing where he's like, if you get him out, you'll be my number two. I'm not saying they thought about this, but was it a factor, or did Johnny say this to them? Like, you will never be their number two because of Abe and Mike. So you can be my number two because I have no one else.
I don't think it got that complicated in their head. I think there's a much better chance they just consulted the Magic 8-Ball and they thought about all this other stuff.
I think it really would hit them as the girls eliminate. It was like, you don't want to go against Kara.
I think that's the whole thing. They're like, we just can't risk going against Kara. But now it's like, there's a very good chance you're going to go up against them and they're going to just, or they'll just be targeting you. So,
All right. So Tiffany Stiegel wants to know, I'm not saying this is Jenna and Brianna's reasoning, but do you think one of the reasons people shy away from taking shots at Bananas is that they plan on doing several more seasons and Bananas would have more clout / allies in the future than Kara or rookie teams?
So they wait, say that again.
To summarize,
they don't want to take shots at them. Yeah.
Do they not want to go after Bananas because they want to work with him on future seasons?
I don't see why the relationship would be that much better. Like you would be in the same spot. You could try working with him, but he may just cut you at the end anyway.
I think they're saying does Jenna and Brianna want to stay working with him for future seasons? Like, while it may not be that much of a benefit in the next two episodes, if they show loyalty to him now, will they think that they have a better relationship with him moving forward?
Yeah, I guess that's a thought, but I don't know how much benefit it would get. I mean, I think you can smooth things over if at some point. Mm.
Ken Sarah? We'll have to see. I think it's you see how much good having a relationship with Bananas does you with Camilla and Ani getting bounced out. But I do think that could be a consideration.
It's kind of but they kind of already took their shot. They half waited. Jenna took a shot and they just didn't follow through.
Yeah, but then we see Vince going, we see Bananas groveling back to them. So clearly he thought that wasn't, mm-hmm. Vince obviously said Jenna voted for me, but I don't think that they view her that seriously. I don't think that they will ever see her as a threat. I think she could send Kara home and they still wouldn't view her as a threat because that's just how they view the blonde pretty girl, whatever, airhead Jenna. And so I think Vince probably was Jenna voted for me, but then I got Mike to volunteer, and Bananas was oh, that's pathetic. I don't think that he's going to hold her accountable for that because he just underestimates her so badly.
Right. No, that's totally fair. Absolutely.
All right. So we get to the pit.
Dun, dun, dun.
I wish I had the sound queued up. Whip in that pit.
The great teaser. Who's coming out of the behind the curtain? Who do we think it is?
I have a surprise for you.
Maybe it's the people that were coming up in this season on every episode.
It was so sad about, given what we know now about Zach and Jenna, Jenna's face lights up and I just am he's been cheating on you.
And how about Rihanna getting her first confession in 2 months, and it's just the absolute worst timing talking about how in love Jenna and Zach are. Oh my God. Rihanna had a rough night.
What was not rough is the cut we got to Mitch dancing. And as if that wasn't enough, we get Anissa commenting on Mitch dancing. Could there have been a better 5-second segment for me? I feel like it was just made for me. Hashtag Mitch Watch. Enjoy. I wish there was a better name for it, but we're going with Mitch Watch.
Oh, I think it kind of fits. It fits who he is. He doesn't deserve that great of a hashtag. So hashtag Mitch Watch.
Okay, so back to the pit. Or no, I'm sorry. Back to Mitch Watch. Alex Panda Moran wants... He has a personal question for you. Are you ready? Do either of do anything that is as awkward as Mitch dancing?
Podcasting?
Get more specific, Brian. Really get vulnerable. Reveal yourself. Shed the layers.
We dug deep into my religious history. I think we touched on my political history last week. Let's keep the awkwardness to the side. I think we got some of political.
Well, I don't do anything awkward because I don't feel awkward. I just make other people uncomfortable. So you'd have to ask people that I hang out with.
I know one. My co-host tries to sing karaoke.
It's not karaoke because I don't have any words going across the screen. Thank you.
Or music in the background.
So stop talking about me like I'm not the only person here.
Wait, I'm talking to the person sitting.
Here's what
on
pisses
the couch
me
over
off
there.
About what happens next on the show. Just moving right along. Zach and CT come in, and we get a cut to Bananas. I knew this was gonna happen. I knew to expect the worst twist and stuff it, Bananas. You did not know that CT and Zach were coming to this pit. I knew it was gonna happen in a pit, and I knew it was gonna be weird. Shut up.
To be fair, if anyone would know about CT showing up in elimination,
All the more reason for him to shut the F up when CT walks in.
I'm just so glad that we never had a shot of Abram calling him Chris, because I may have just like melted.
Ryan,
if he did that.
At Rotten Ryan Twitter wants to know, or he doesn't want to know. He knows. He says they should have brought Jordan in over Zach. What do you think about that?
I mean, Jordan's definitely better than Zach, so that's fine. But I feel like Zach's a more intimidating presence. But I mean, Jordan's definitely better for sure. Although I think Jordan probably would have struggled at this challenge. Although who the hell knows?
Low hanging fruit.
I mean, honestly, he beat Zach in a sledgehammer competition. So I mean, who the hell
the
knows with Jordan?
The Twitter sphere, and yeah, I mean, I tweeted out because there wasn't a really great picture of Zach and Laurel like on the mountain. So I tweeted out like Zach half drowning.
Although I've there's been a great one. I've used the
all right. Well, it was all I had plenty of action on this tweet. So it was just like, where was this in his package? Like, they're crafting Zach to be this like legend, and I'm sorry, but he will never outlive his free agent's performance.
No, and even still, I'm pretty sure that one of the clips they showed, you know, the clip of him throwing his helmet into the crowd, I'm pretty sure that was the challenge that he DQ'd on. So that's how lame
his video
package was.
For the record, I got 71 likes and 17 retweets on the drowning picture.
Hey now.
Best comment from Lexi. Oh, just F word Zach. I don't know. It was like insulting to ZT, but I agree with you like about Zach being more intimidating. Like, they just wanted big dudes, and that's what they brought in. Zach is just a big dude. But has he performed up to that level? I'm not going to put him with Tyree.
No, he's better than
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, there's like piano noises keep going off, and I don't know what that's coming from.
Play us a song. All right.
Okay, so Lisa Ramirez wants to know, WTF happened to Zach? Besides the shaved head, he also looks like he lost a lot of bulk. I didn't even recognize him.
I mean, I have a theory.
Lay on us.
Take a season off. You might skip a couple cycles.
Be more specific.
It's not sticking stuff in his ass anymore.
Be
That's
more specific about that. What kind of stuff is he sticking in his
he's
ass?
He's no longer using
see,
steroids.
My theory was like, you lose a lot of weight sweating the fact that you're cheating on your girl and you're about to show up and see her.
That's a great question. Was he cheating on her?
I would have to say that this is so late into the season that yes.
Like, that takes some balls. Like that's
this
insane.
Question comes to us from Laurel Stuckey. Not directly, but on her own Twitter feed. Why don't they ever bring in female assassins like they do with the guys? At MTV bullshit.
I mean, they have. What is she talking about?
Be more specific. Tina.
With the banana backpack incident.
Tina.
What's her name? Tina. Yeah. So, okay. So that was to my recollection, that was the only other time they brought in assassins.
Yeah. I mean, I think with the format, blah, 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 it had to be two guys, blah, 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 blah. I ultimately wish they didn't bring these guys in. I like, don't think anything was added by their presence. And from most of the comments, the listeners agree.
I have no. I don't have a problem with him bringing them. I think anytime you bring CT in for literally anything, I'm fine with. But I wish they did it better. Like, I don't. The execution.
The other
of this
thing
was
is
very
like
poor.
The last. You will have to correct me on this, but I feel like the last time they brought CT in, it was not like CT wasn't just on the last challenge. You know, like I just feel like maybe he was, but I just.
He was like off for a couple seasons because that was the best part. That was the first time he showed up.
Okay,
after
thank
he tried
you. I didn't
want to
like
Adam's
make
face.
That declaration, but when I was watching it, I felt like, oh, I haven't seen CT in a while, so this is a novelty. At this stage, it's like CT and Zach were just on the show and could be on the next season. You know, like it's like these aren't crazy behemoths. These are people that these people arguably could have been competing against normally.
And for CT, it wasn't like that he was just on last season.
Right.
He was
on
last episode.
That's a little different. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I finished my thought.
It could have been. I'm trying to think of who else it could have been. Like, I don't want to say Dunbar. I'm trying to think of even like when Mark Long, I don't think has it in him.
I mean, he keeps trying to come back. That would be really cool.
Derek, like Darrell, not trying to come back. Could have
been cool. Derek. I'm sure these people would come back.
Free flight
like
to Turkey, quick paycheck,
sure.
None of the stress of the competition, in and you're out. That's what was funny is Jenna's like, he came back to see me. And it's like, and get paid. He for sure got paid.
God, that was so painful.
I kind of enjoyed it because I was so pissed at her for them voting in Jamie and Kara that I was like kind of enjoying how sick it was.
What did you make of the actual elimination format?
I felt like it was unfair and annoying. So
unfair
we have a couple
that
questions.
Facing different people?
So I'll let them ask you. Alex Panamoran, was it unfair that Jamie and Mitch? No, not Mitch. They wrote Mitch. Was it unfair that Jamie and Mike had to face off against different guests as opposed to in Cutthroat when both guys had to face the same one?
Yeah, I didn't like that. Was my biggest complaint, as I just didn't like that they were facing different people and all that. That's what I was worried about when they kept showing CT and Zach. Was like, oh, are they going to be facing different people? That's stupid. And yeah.
And then Alex Al-Sassad said, which I think you already responded to, but I think it was more unfair and Cutthroat because whoever went first had a huge disadvantage as CT was more tired by the time he had to go against Tyler. So. I think overall, we have more questions, but overall, like, I just don't like when there are these many moving parts. Like, yes, you can argue, okay, CT was a tougher component and they went first, but Mike still lost. So it's like, blah, blah, blah. I just don't like when there, it's not just a straight up even playing field. Good.
Yeah. I wish they just did something. I don't know how they could have done it, but like they are all competing at the same time, but like they were like, I don't know, like doing something, or was like some type of 2-on-1 event where they were just facing both CT and Zach at something like that. I just don't like they were facing different people. It's stupid. Like I don't care about not fairness, because I mean the game is the game, but this is just
you love
just
the
ridiculous.
Like let's everyone go at the same time.
I because it just like give it to me all at once.
That's
like,
what she said.
It's I don't like. Yeah, like what if they like? I thought like what if they had them all like kind of like the CT backpack incident? You had them all strapped together, and it's like who can pull each other the furthest, and between them, like you have like a line that you can't let them get past.
Wait,
I don't know.
The
more fun.
Bananas backpack. They didn't go all at once.
No, what I'm saying you
have all four
of them connected.
No, I see. General, like there was no way to do it where it's not unfair in some respect, like. I totally see the point. If like CT did this first with Jamie and then went with Mike, he's a little tired. I mean, unless they take like a full hour rest in between that we just don't see, you know, which they don't do. Nick Sabetta wants to know, what was the bigger advantage for Mike, getting to watch Jamie go first or getting to face Zach instead of CT? Or I'm sorry, there's a follow up.
You would think going second would be a good advantage, but it seemed like that didn't help him. And obviously facing Zach didn't help because he did worse
there
against
was a
Zach.
Follow-up.
So,
or did it ultimately hurt him that Zach was able to watch CT and improve on what he did?
Well, it seemed like CT was giving him like pointers, right? Didn't he go when Zach was about to start? I saw CT go like twisted
correct.
And then pull and then you'll
I
be
agree.
Good.
Is vets out so. For vets. How much did you, how good did you feel when Anissa called out the cuz thing?
I felt so vindicated.
By Anissa, so it's ironic. So you're like vindicated,
feeling.
But then also cut down.
I know, but I love that they showed it because it's the worst. It's the weirdest thing ever. Who calls someone cousin
Heberlin
so much?
Heberlin tweeted, is it possible Kara was paired with Jamie by production and she calls him cuz because she doesn't remember his name?
I mean, that's very possible. But I'm just convinced that Kara, because Kara's done so many of these, that she knows what science of sound bites they want. And because this is Bloodlines, they want them to keep stressing that they're with their Bloodlines. So she's going to keep saying cousin over and over.
Overthinking.
Nope. Stand by it.
But then why wouldn't Kara just like throw challenges if she knows? Like, I just think she plays so with so much integrity that she would never bend to the camera.
Don't pull at the string. Don't pull the string. Just let my statement last.
So, CT cream totally creams Jamie. And by round three, Jamie realizes that this is more of a game of just like trying to hang on for dear life and not try to get the pull. You would think that that was like a major advantage for Mike. But we get the classic MTV edit. Like, at this point, I tweeted, like, if the MTV edit holds true, I will be losing two people from my fantasy team tonight because I have Abe and Mike. Because they just made it seem, like, so obvious that Jamie was going to lose that obviously Mike and Abram were going to lose.
Yeah. I mean, even go to commercial, there was a cut of Mike saying, you know, I'm hanging on pretty good without really breaking a sweat and Zach's struggling. And then I'm pretty sure they cut back from a commercial and then 5 seconds later, Zach won.
So basically, Zach wins against Mike also. And Bananas has a great comment here, which is Mike is what Zach looked like when he was 5 years old. And I just kept thinking, like, can you imagine if CT and Mike and Zach were on this season? Like, how, I mean, they never would have gotten into elimination, but it's like, it just seems so attainable that right. They would fight these people. Like, I want when people to come in, them to be like legendary people that they would never face. Like, give me like professional wrestlers or something.
Yeah. I mean, we've had like a CT Bananas, like actual elimination, like them facing off, but it was a puzzle. Like, I feel like we are deprived of like the legends going at it in like
big moments. Because they're too smart to let that happen.
I would legitimately like, this makes me crazy, but I would like do pay-per-view matches for like these type of eliminations.
Okay. You
gave me Laurel versus Emily.
Okay, I'll toss down some money. Just to help you out, we're gonna move on.
I guarantee other people would do it too. You're telling me there's a Laurel Emily, like Bananas, CT, and Wes versus Kenny, like a little event, and people aren't watching the challenge.
No one's going to pay-per-view for these old sad sacks to fight off against each other for money. Yeah, well, I mean, people are not watching, but enough people for MTV are watching. Correct. I'm sure I'm going to get shit just like when you were like, I want a challenge jersey, and everyone was like, and I made fun of you, and then people were like, I would want that.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Of course you would.
You're beautiful. It would be a great part. Okay. Meryl Posley on Twitter made a great point, I thought. After they both swept, why not have Mike and Jamie face off one time against each other? Tired of time deciding the winner.
I would be fine with that, but they declared that before the challenge started that it was like who can last the longest. And then it's like, what the hell would be the point? Because I feel like going in, you had to figure they were going to sweep each other.
I mean, they would have had to. It would have been different. Like, they would have just said, like, all right, like, I don't think they would have needed to announce it, but it could have just been like a tie. Like, it would have been like, who can get the three polls? If none of them do, which they knew was going to happen, then they say, all right, tiebreaker is you guys go against each other.
Right. But I feel like the point of bringing them in is that they're going to beat you, and it's just who can get beaten.
That was definitely the point. I just mean, like, to me, it would be more interesting if those guys just came to rough them up and tire them out. And let's just say Jamie pulled a poll. Great. Mike pulls a poll. Great. It's over. But if it is a tie, I think it would have been more satisfying for the two gassed out people by the vets to now have to try to face each other.
I guess so. I just think they set themselves up for doing that when they brought them in. So, I mean, I would definitely was not expecting that to be a potential moment that would happen.
You know, I didn't expect it, but I would have liked it better. Eric J. Williams, would Vince have had a chance against CT? And why is everyone so scared to go against Bananas when he doesn't have any allies left in the game?
I feel like Vince should have a chance, but nothing he's ever done would make me believe he has a chance.
I don't think Vince would have had a chance against CT. A chance to what? A chance to last longer than Mike or a chance to get a pull from CT? Yeah.
No, not to beat. No. Just a chance to last longer than Mike.
I don't know. I think Vince is very, very top heavy.
But that's the kind of, I mean, I guess that would kind of help you.
You gotta use your legs.
I heard that enough.
As far as people being afraid of Bananas, I don't think that this was a fear-based move from Jen and Brianna. I think it was kind of like neither side really offers them anything. So, like, what's the best we think we can get out of it? I don't think they were afraid to go against Bananas, which is why they cast a vote for Vince originally.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Okay, Edward Morris. Did anybody stand a chance against CT or Zach to pull one of those polls out?
No, they were going to get slaughtered.
I agree. And I also would like to highlight that, like, these guys come in fresh. They haven't been, you know, drinking every day on camera. They haven't been competing, like, to exhaustion every day. and they haven't been sleep deprived and under the stress of the game, I still don't think that any of these guys would have beaten them. But it's so unfair to have just someone out of like everyday life come in, do one challenge and go home.
Right. But I think that's the whole point. That's why the goal of the challenge was not to see who can beat them. That's like the whole thing.
Right.
It's who can lose the slopes.
So Mike and Abram, adios. Kristen Kinnear. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, how about Abram's laugh on the way out? That was fun.
I thought that was doctored in. Like, I thought that I was straight like up edited in.
Yeah, I think that, though.
Kristen Kinnear says, what kind of shitty format is this where the only pair of bloodlines to complete the challenge gets eliminated? Hashtag bitter.
You nailed it on, like, the fourth word of that question.
Shitty.
Yep.
Boom. Jeremy Burris. Any relation to Candy Burris from The Real Housewives of Atlanta? Okay. That wasn't the question. Jeremy Burris wants to know, is anyone else going to miss Abe for his in-competition rants?
Yeah, I mean, is anyone else going to miss Abe?
As much as him and Bananas despise each other, together they're gold.
Yeah, they're gold, Jerry, gold.
I think Abe was good enough on his own, regardless of Bananas. I think there was an incredible... them in the box and Abe enjoying, like, pretend time with Bananas was hilarious. But just in general, I think I missed Abe more than I remembered missing Abe. Like, his narration is hysterical. His performance is great. And his just pure insanity is, you can't make that up. Like, hope he comes back.
And that's kind of like a lesson to some of these people who've done so many of these. Kind of like maybe someone like Nani, like, go away for a couple seasons, make us miss you, and then be like, oh, great, look at Nani, she's back.
But will we ever say, oh, look at Nani, he's back? Like, this is still the same Abe, you know? Like, if Nani comes back and brings her just, like, drama Nani-ness, I don't know that I'll be like, oh, yeah, I really miss this. Like, Abe is just, like, one in a million.
I mean, I'm still higher on Nani than you are, but, yeah.
I'm just, why? I don't disagree, just, like, why?
I just still enjoy just her shtick. I enjoy it.
What's her shtick?
Just her drunken craziness.
See, and I don't think we even saw that this season. I feel like she's outgrown it and she's just left with, like, trying to make her image better / drama with Bananas. Like, I don't think we're seeing, like, Nani 1.0, 2.0. Like, this is, like, Nani 8.0, and I don't think she's ever going to go back to, like, crazy batshit Nani.
Mm-hmm. I just enjoy seeing, like, there's just... like being like, oh, it's Nani again. It's just like a familiar comfort face. I just
see. I don't. I'm not friends with these people. What? Catherine Edmonds wants to know: will Mike be back, or was he too chill for TV? I'd like to see him again, with or without Abram.
I don't see Mike coming back. I don't.
From Mike's perspective or from MTV's perspective?
Both.
So Mike,
I think it's more. I think it's like more likely that MTV will call him and then he'll just say no.
So Mike responded to a question, would you do another challenge, on Twitter, and Mike said, don't see why not. Which to me was shocking, because he also posted his second blog post, which still has not even gotten him to the challenge yet. Like, his second blog is now like him and Abe like eating in Turkey before they're gonna go to the challenge. And he just is such a, this was called the cost of freedom this time. And so it's just like, it seems like he has such a negative attitude about leaving all of his life. And now he's about to say about how like prison like this was, you know, and then he just tweets like, I don't see why I wouldn't go back.
I guess so. Then, yeah, then I'm wrong. We'll see him back. Welcome back, Mike.
No. I'm just saying, like, I just think that Mike is like a big flip flopper here. Like, the way that he writes his blog, you would never think that he would want to go back, is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then we get a moment with Cara and Jamie where Jamie is saying, like, I'm so happy I can support her. Like, she's family. I want her to win. And Cara is talking about the final and winning. Emily Zitterkopf had the same reaction as I did, so I'll let her ask it. What do you think the edit is telling us? There are so many confessionals saying Vince sucks that it could be he is the downfall for his team or the hero. Likewise, they are showing so many of Cara saying she is just here to win, which could also either mean it's her turn to win or something awful happens again.
It's torn. I'm leaning towards the Cara winner edit. But I'm not like 100% certain, because it does kind of feel like the Jordan Sarah thing from last year, or two seasons ago, last year.
Yeah, I agree. But it's like, it's almost like they're setting up Vince sucks so much. I think the Kara thing is one thing. And I agree with you. I still think that they have a solid shot. I think the Vince thing is like, it's almost like so laughable that they're like doing like five different people doing confessionals about how much he sucks, including himself. Mm-hmm. That it's almost like, unless they just need a story for a reason to bring him back, because otherwise, if they didn't have this Vince sucks material, like, why would he be coming back? I don't know.
I don't know.
But, like, do you agree? Like, what did he do to come back besides being Banana's bloodline?
I think that's it. Unless he kills the final or something like that, I don't know. But, I mean, I think that's got to just be it. He's just Banana's bloodline.
I just think they're building the story as a reason to bring him back. Who's his rival?
Is it Nicole?
See, okay, so then whatever has happened, you know? Like, then we're not waiting for a major story to break out.
I'm pretty sure it's Nicole.
Okay, so Edwin Morris wants to know, are Kara / Jamie screwed? There will probably be one male and one female pit left, and they're the only mixed team.
I mean, it's they're not screwed, but they just can be up for either one. It's not great.
It's less than screwed. Good.
Yeah, I mean, not great.
But look at the competition. But, like, Jamie can go again. I guess, yeah. Remind me how the beginning of the season worked. Like, the losing team goes
losing
in,
team
and
goes
then
in,
everyone else votes.
Unless, like, the losing team does not have a sex that is up for elimination, and then it's the second, the losing team.
But then everyone else votes in another pair.
And then, or is it the winner? I think this is the winner.
Okay, because then I'm thinking, like, who is Jamie, like, and Kara afraid? Like, Kara could beat, in my opinion, barring some crazy challenge,
Kara should beat everyone.
And Jamie is a formidable opponent against everyone. It's not as definite. Like, he could definitely lose to a couple of people left here, like Bananas, maybe Corey, depending on what it is. But I think he has Vince and Mitch beat.
Well, here the thing, though, is he wouldn't go up against Mitch or Vince.
They get to pick. You're right. I forget. That's what I was like, remind me.
So, I mean, him against Bananas or Corey.
Unless.
That's it, right?
Unless the next 2 weeks are totally different.
It's very possible.
But I still think he has a shot. It's like we were talking about Mitch. It was like Mitch and a female bloodline or something. You know, like, he has a shot against Bananas and Corey. It's not.
Absolutely. But Kara should win. Jamie could win.
Right. I agree. Okay. So we get a preview for the next episode, and I'm so excited because finally they're going to do their like finale, you know, their final-esque challenge.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Corey dies.
So they want us to believe.
So then,
No, we saw the vomit. So PJ Gaughan, who tells me that is the correct pronunciation of his name, says, with the bloodlines back together, what do you think is the most likely pit pairing for next week's episode? I think it's going to be Kara and Anissa, but I'm excited to see what happens.
I would say it's probably Kara. I would say the likely scenario is that Anissa and Rihanna lose, and then unless Kara and Jamie win, they're voted in.
I think there's a pretty good chance Kara and Jamie winning, given the field.
Right. No, I agree.
So I would say, I'm going to say most likely, I think it's going to be Jenna versus Anissa. I don't mean those two people. Actually, I think it would be Jenna versus Anissa, but I just mean those teams.
Yeah, no, those two would definitely compete. It would be really funny if Brianna goes into four eliminations and never compete.
That's pretty likely. Brandon Millay wants to know, do we have any idea how the final is going to be structured? Are they really going to have male-male teams competing against female-female teams?
I would think so. I don't see them doing kind of like a free agents where they have them paired with all different people. So I think that's kind of just how they have to do it.
But then is the challenge going to, is the way the final is going to account for that? Like, are they going to try to do gender neutral things and it's not going to be as crazy a final?
Well, my guess is they won't, if they have to like carry any type of weight, it'll be like a percentage your weight. Like it won't be carry a 100-pound thing. But I mean, it'll just be like hiking and, you know, kayaking and all that stuff. Like maybe running on like a treadmill again or something like that. Like that's gender neutral stuff.
I mean, I don't want people to come attacking me, but no, it's not like they're while there are women who are faster than certain men, like general athlete to athlete, like an athletic man has more speed typically and more strength and more endurance than an athletic female. Like, I don't think it's fair to even pit Bananas against Kara. Like, while there are certain situations where Kara could beat Bananas, just the differences in physicality between the sexes, I'm sorry everyone who's going to get mad at me, I don't think that that's like a fair situation.
I agree. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they've kept themselves open to doing whatever the hell they want. Because, I mean, they, without giving away the payouts, like, they can do anything they want going into a final.
The only thing I'm looking at is, like, Jamie and Kara, I think, are at an advantage because they're strong. I would say Bananas and Vince are strong, weak. Mitch and Corey are strong, weak. You know, like, so depending on who gets to the final, gender is, it's not all else equal, but gender. Like, Mitch is weaker than Kara, like, 100%. So,
yeah. We'll, I mean, I could see, like, what if they split, like I said, they split up and then they have just a single female winner, a single male winner or something like that. Like so just Bananas wins or something like that. Like, I don't know.
But
like,
what if they could do? Kara is the only female who makes it to the final. I'm not. It's impossible. You're right.
Yeah, it's not possible.
Well, based on what we assume the next 2 weeks are going to be.
Right. So, I mean, they could do anything.
It could have been possible.
I guess, but.
Mathematically, I don't think it was.
It wouldn't be likely. I mean, it's possible that going into like the, I mean, if Kara and Jamie get eliminated next week, then going into the final, there's only going to be two guys. It'll either be Bananas and Vince or Corey and Mitch.
So. Yeah, I just don't think, if anything, I see them like splitting it up and then like your individual time counts towards your, like, I just don't see them running it as individuals unless you have insider intel and you're not telling me.
I really don't. This is the most in the dark I've ever been on.
I mean, I guess I could see the speech where TJ comes out and is like, I've told you this whole time your fate in the game relied on your bloodline. Well, like, now it doesn't. And you're only out for yourself. Like, or you have the option to like stay and hang back and help your bloodline or run ahead and win for yourself. Like, I could see that. I just wouldn't like
it. Maybe you, it's kind of like an elimination. Maybe each person picks a bloodline to run the final for them.
Oh, yes. That's actually interesting. Sorry, I laughed because I didn't understand that correctly. I thought it was like
a different...
Because
you just laugh at all my suggestions.
I read it, I processed it incorrectly, as each person appoints a bloodline like out of at random. Like, I was like, wait, that makes no sense. Like a surrogate like we haven't seen before.
Right.
That's interesting, too. I mean, again, I don't like it as a final, but it wouldn't be the worst thing they could do, given what they've done.
That would be Brianna. That means Brianna could potentially go to like four eliminations and a final and not do any of it and like finish like second or something.
Actually, the more I think about it, the more I like it. It's like a shame for like the Mitches of the world, you know, who like probably want to participate. Who runs it, Carr or Jamie?
That's why I thought that is because the whole thing is about Jamie saying, I want to get to a final for Kara because I know how badly she wants to do a final. And it's kind of like, all right, so here's Kara's chance to do the final. So I mean, although she's done a final before.
I think it's winning. He doesn't say, I just want to get her to the final. He says, I want to win. I would think Kara does it.
That would be my guess.
Against the field of potentially Bananas and Corey.
Mm-hmm. I think she'd want to do it, but we'll see if that's even possible.
MTV may say like you can't do it, like when we made it male on male. It's also interesting because like I'm just trying to think of like, I mean, it's like when Sarah and Kellyanne like ran the final themselves, they ran against more people and different people, and they still had to do the final. But in that respect, it was like more your team suffering as opposed to like your bloodline just being cast against your favor. Or when Rachel and Anissa were exes, the only same sex exes pair, but they probably banked on them going out before the final.
Looking back on that, that was pretty wild that they did that.
MTV's always ahead of the curve in abuse and civil rights
and murder potentials.
Okay, so Katie Joe, is it just me or are Vince and John the layup now? There's no way Vince is going to finish a final. And in the preview, Banana says that the girls are afraid of Kara. When Let's Get Serious, John is the one afraid of Kara. She and Cuz have no competition left.
And Bananas, like Bananas, I'm not laying that slide. They're not a layup, no.
Okay, as you just stumbled over those words because your heart broke. No, they are not a layup by any means. But did you say Bananas will carry Vince?
Carry him or kill him.
Oh, I thought you said carry. There's no chance that Bananas could do a fireman carry and run with Vince on his back. Zero chance. And you know that. So
drag him.
No, he wouldn't be able to do anything. It would be like Laurel and Zach. Okay. One thing I want to bring up from this question is the challenge on Twitter was doing like a little Q&A with some of the people in for the finale. And someone asked Bananas if like Vince is like a liability or whatever. And Vince and Banana said, hell no, man. The Vinny Pig is the source of all my powers. And Vince wrote at MTV Bananas, anytime you need me to throw a challenge, just holler. Or if you need me to console a teary-eyed Nani MTV. Which is more importantly, Vince is now implying retroactively that he threw all of these challenges. Unless you're interpreting that differently than I am.
I interpret it, or at least some of them, for sure. Which, I mean, would make sense, but I don't fully believe it.
Bullshit. I know I suggested this the other day, right? Like, Bananas telling Vince, like, look like a liability, but look like not a final threat, which is working. But I just can't believe that we wouldn't get a confessional of Banana saying, like, my evil plan is working. Everyone thinks Vince is a patsy. Like, everyone thinks Vince sucks. Like, I just think if it was there, we would have seen it by now.
Totally agree.
Allison Smith, and this is my last question, but who knows? Allison Smith says, out of the teams left, what three teams would you want to see in the final?
So which the three weakest? This is like an SAT question, asking you like backwards.
Huh? What are the three weakest?
Or is like,
no, what three teams do you want to see in the final?
Oh, like me personally, like watching.
I get it. Well, that's what I assumed. Your interpretation could be different.
No, you're probably right. It's late. You're probably right.
It's 9:30 p.m. for everyone who wants to know.
I'm talking myself into not going. Bananas. I mean, it's Bananas, Vince, Kara, Jamie, and I would like to see Jenna. So I want to see if Jenna quits again.
I'm just pissed that, like, for the past 3 weeks at least, MTV has teased us with Bananas and Vince going home, being vulnerable, all of this. And I'm just so sick of this storyline. So I would love to see Vince and Bananas get knocked out. And not just because, like, I want to see Vince and Bananas get knocked out for the final, but because it's been like hanging out there for weeks and we keep missing it just ever so slightly. So I would personally like to see their luck run out. But they probably are one of the most deserving people, and Vince, based on how hard Bananas has worked this season to just socially. I want to see Carr and Jamie there. And then I don't really care to be honest with the rest of the crowd.
Fair enough. Mitch watching a final could be fun, though.
It's going to be pathetic. Okay.
That's what I meant by fun.
That's all I have. Do you want to update people on your fantasy stuff?
Yeah, sure. You're still killing. 1180 to 805.
Yeah, but I just lost
this week.
I lost my main all scorers. The points,
you did. You lost Abram and Mike. All the points were just either winning the challenge, DQing, or winning the elimination. Like, there was nothing else going on. So pretty straightforward.
Make a commitment to the listeners that you're going to go try to suck up to Bananas right now, as per usual.
I will not make a commitment because it's not happening.
That's pathetic. Everyone boo him. Boo. I'll hit him up on Twitter. Can you hear that? Can you feel the boos?
I'm maturing. I'm not showing up to an MTV challenge after party by myself.
Who do you normally attend with?
I usually have at least one friend go with me every time. Now it's
all right. When we get off, you'll tell us really that you always go alone, but you just want to sound cool in front of the listeners. It's fine.
Allie, I have a single friend. All
right. Let's take this baby home.
Subscribe. robiswebsite.com/challengeitunes. On Twitter @busdriversare.
I'm sorry.
Peace, love, money.
@peacelovemusic. Tweets, and you can also leave us your reviews iTunes, or you can leave comments anywhere. We love them. We love talking to you guys. That's it.
I'll do it. Next week, episode 10. We're in the home stretch. Till then, have a good one.